past couple weeks, we've been talking about the love of God. And a couple weeks ago, the focus was the fact that because of love, heaven came down. And isn't that what we're really celebrating and remembering right now? Heaven coming down, Jesus leaving the right hand of the Father, Jesus stepping down from his place of glory to come and live and dwell and deal with the world that he created, the light coming into the darkness. For what? To rescue us. Because we were goners, man. There was no chance. And so Jesus stepped down to rescue us. It was really an epic rescue mission, and I just thank God that he did that. He didn't have to do it, but he did it because of love. Last week we talked about how we respond to his love. When we're filled with his love, when we encounter his love, that we go out and we take his love, his presence, his light to those around us, in our community, in all around the world. That's just what we do. That's the continued mission of Christmas. You see, Christmas, yes, it happened 2,000 years ago, but it's not over. It continues. The mission of Jesus continues. But this is what's interesting about Christmas. When heaven came down, it wasn't what most people expected. It didn't look the way most people were looking for. It looked different. And because of that, most people missed it. They missed heaven coming down to earth. They missed Jesus stepping on to this earth. Here's what we know. Here's what I know, and I know most of you know this too, that Jesus, who showed up 2,000 years ago, is still showing up today. Jesus is still showing up on this earth and in our lives. And he's still showing up in the most unexpected packages, in the most unexpected places, and at the most unexpected times. That's just how Jesus does it. It was just about a month ago when he did this. He showed up in a hospital room where Scott's son was pronounced brain dead by the neurosurgeons. But Jesus showed up at an unexpected place, in an unexpected time, in an unexpected package, and he brought Jacob Scott Lomaw back to life. Jesus is still showing up. It was a miracle. And I was in the room. It was crazy. You hear about those things, right? And you always think it only happens on the other side of the world, in Africa or something. It's happening. Jesus is showing up. Heaven continues to come down. He shows up at funerals. You know, you go to a funeral and you think, well, it's all about death. But Jesus can show up at a funeral. And it was just about a month and a half ago, right here in this room, when Jesus showed up in a man's life who came to that funeral lost and left found. He came to that funeral not knowing life, and he left knowing eternal life in Christ Jesus. Jesus is still showing up. Unexpected places, unexpected time, in unexpected ways. He's still showing up on this earth and in our lives. He's still doing it. He's the same today as he was yesterday. This is what I believe God wants you to know and be reminded of this morning. On this Christmas Eve morning, he's still showing up. He shows up in prison cells, and he gives men and women in those prison cells a freedom that man could never give them, and a freedom that no man could ever take away. That's a freedom that's in Christ Jesus that is for now and forever. He shows up when your business fails. I've been there back in the day. He shows up in those times that we think are failure times. And he comforts us, and then he directs us into even greener pastures where he has planned for us to go. He shows up in a smile. He shows up in a prayer. And Jesus is showing up when we give each other words of encouragement. Jesus is still showing up. Heaven is still coming down, and people are still encountering him. But he's still doing it. At unexpected times, in unexpected places, and in unexpected ways. That's how God works. It's how he's always worked. It's how he continues to work. Scripture reminds us, it's in Isaiah 43, that God is doing new things. It's springing up all around us, it says in Isaiah 43. He's doing new things. In other words, God is always showing up in new ways, in different ways, in unexpected ways. And then Isaiah 43, the prophet Isaiah says, do you perceive it? Are you aware of it? Are you living your life in a way that you have your Jesus antennas up and on? Are you going through your life like we saw in the video, work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep? Or are you going through your life with the antennas up going, where's Jesus? He could show up at any moment. He could show up in this meeting, in this room, on this job site, in this classroom. He could show up at any time. When I'm backing out of the driveway, he could show up. He can show up in unexpected times and places. Do we perceive it? Do we have our antennas up? 2,000 years ago, most people didn't. Just a few, as we're going to see here in a little bit. You see, we know better now. We know that God is always showing up. And so we're going to be those people who are ready, who are prepared, and who are living our lives expecting the unexpected, heaven coming down. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to look back 2,000 years. We're going to be in the Gospels of Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2 also. And we're going to look back at that unexpected place, which was Nazareth. It was just a backwater of a little place. I mean, it was a nothing kind of place. Nobody expected anything good to come out of there, out of Bethlehem. I mean, what's going to come out of there, right? Nothing. We're going to look back at an unexpected time. It was just a night and a day like every other. That's how the world was living it. And we're going to look at how heaven came down in a very unexpected way. But it was heaven. It was Jesus. It was everything changing. That's what it was. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our interactive nativity story at this time. And so any kid in the room, I want to encourage you to participate. Now, some of you have dressed up as the part, but some of you are just in your regular Christmas gear, you know, what your mama told you to wear, right? You know what I'm saying? You're looking sharp, by the way. I saw one kid in here with a bow tie on. I think he saw a couple bow ties, actually. I was like, now that is snazzy. That's looking good. But I want to encourage any kid, and parents, encourage your kids to participate in this. When we go through this Christmas story, we're going to have different characters, all the way from King Herod, who was Darth Vader one year, by the way. That was interesting. To Jesus, to Joseph, to Mary, to the shepherds, to the wise men, to the angels, all of these people, characters that God sovereignly put in place on this Christmas evening. So when we do this, you can run up here and just be part of the show, be part of what God did 2,000 years ago. Y'all kids ready? Come on, kids, are you ready for this? Yeah. Come on! I had one give me a major high five earlier, so I know he's ready. I'm going to take my position now. This is where I sit. Here's the problem. There's no coffee in here. There's nothing. That's a problem. Oh. I might have to lean forward a little bit so I can see my words here. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. You ready, kids? All right. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman Empire. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Do we have any Quirinius's out there? Because we never have, in all the years that we've done this, had a Quirinius. Okay, all right. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. Any Josephs out there? We got to have a Joseph. There's no Christmas without Joseph. We have a Joseph! Come on. High five for being the first one up here, Joseph. That is awesome. That is awesome. So Joseph, he came up from Nazareth, from Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem. Look at this! Look at this! Yes! To Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary. Mary, did you know you're supposed to come up on stage? Mary, we need a young lady to come up as Mary. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, she's coming up. A couple of them. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Hi. You can turn around. Not yet. Okay, a little later. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to their firstborn, a son. And I think we already have Jesus's up here, right? To a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. No room for Jesus. No. No. I think I saw a lot of these next folks out there in the crowd. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. Come on, shepherds. There were shepherds in the congregation nearby, and they came up on the stage. They were keeping watch over their flocks at night. You guys doing a good job keeping watch? Look at this. I think we have a lamb. The flock. The flock. Oh, another. Oh! A four-legged creature coming up. This is a first. That's a sheep. It's not a dog.
It's a dog. It's just dressed up like a sheep.
Okay. She said he's just dressed up like a sheep. It's really a dog. So these shepherds were living out in the fields, and they were keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Here comes an angel, and another angel, and another angel. This room is filled with angels. That's all I got to say. And another angel. And these angels of the Lord... By the way, parents, we don't get uptight when the story changes a little bit and we have multiple angels or, you know, two wise men or eight wise men. We're all cool with that, right? We're going to roll with it. So these angels of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Ah. Come on, be terrified. Ah. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. You see, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts, that's all of y'all out there, by the way. We're the heavenly hosts. You're the heavenly hosts. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Good job. It's good memory. Now, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off to find Mary and Joseph and the baby on the other side of the stage. And when they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning all that had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, are you ready, Mary? But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She's a cutie. The shepherds returned. I think that means you go back to your seats, guys. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all. No, Mary, stay here. Jesus, stay here. Don't leave. Don't leave me, Mary and Joseph. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. And now we go over to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. This is where the wise guys show up, as they say. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, any King Herods? Oh, yeah. Come on, King Herod. You're scaring even me. Look at this guy. You're a mean man. Mr. Grinch, or Batman, or what is that?
Batman.
Okay. King Herod Batman. So what happened was Magi, those are wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Do we have wise men out there? Wise guys, girls. Look at them. Come on. Come on up, all the way up. Right over here.
My brother's a camel.
Your brother's a camel? You're riding a camel. Look at that. He's riding a camel. I like the hats or whatever you call all those things. Each one, those are great. So these wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. And they ask, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw the star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. And all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd, and he will shepherd my people." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." You sneaky little Batman Herod, you. And as they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on, be happy, wise guys, be happy. They were overjoyed. Woohoo! On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of frankincense, and of myrrh, and coffee. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The story of Christmas. Thank you so much for helping us, kids. Great job. Great job. That's how we roll around here. Pastor gets all the help he can, gets kids up on stage, keeps it exciting. Here's what we know about Christmas. Christmas reminds us that real love gives. Isn't that what the wise men did? When they heard about Christ, the Messiah, coming, they were compelled to give. So we just saw those awesome. Did we have three or four wise men? We had four, I think. I love how that can work out, you know. We have a lot more wise men and women out here today also. Amen. But they understood that real love gives. Isn't that what God did? For God so loved the world that he did what he gave. He gave his one and only son, Jesus, that we could have life, have it to the full and have it eternally. Life he gave. Jesus so loved us that he gave his life. He willingly gave up his life. He went to the cross. He gave up his place in heaven, and he gave up his life for us. Real love gives. And there's something that happens when we give. You know, we know Scripture says it's better to give than to receive. Giving is an act of sowing. And when we sow something, we reap something. We find that also in Scripture. That's just the way God rolls. When we sow something, when we give something to him, that's when we are giving God an opportunity to really show up in that area. Real love gives. So what we're going to do is we're going to give to Jesus on this Christmas Eve morning. We're going to give to him. You've been given a pencil. It's not, guys, to go out and play golf with. I know it's a golf-sized pencil and all that, but it's not for that. It's so that you can write down on that card that you were given what you're going to give to Jesus this year. Maybe it's your talents. Write those out that you're going to give him. Maybe it's your time. Instead of that schedule of just blowing through life with work and sleep and work and sleep, maybe you're going to carve out some time. You're going to give Jesus your first and your best of your day, of your treasure, of your talent. Maybe this is the year that you're going to step out and give him your trust in an area of your life that you've been trying to control, that you've been trying to make it happen. You've been taking it all on yourself, but this year, you're going to trust him in this. Maybe it's a relationship that you need to give to Jesus and let him show up. Let heaven come down into that relationship. Maybe it's a concern or a worry that you've been holding on to all year long, and it's not getting any better. I want to recommend that you give it to Jesus today. You give it to Jesus. Maybe you need to give him your past because you're continuing to hold on to your past, and it's keeping you from moving forward. It's keeping you in condemnation instead of walking into the freedom that Christ has for you. Maybe you need to give him your future and stop trying to plan it all out yourself and let God be in charge. Because I promise you this, he'll take you further into better places than you have ever dreamed of, than you could ever, ever go on your own. What is it that you're going to give Jesus this year? I'm going to put a gift box up here on the stage. While this next song is being sung, I want to invite you to bring up those cards that you've written down what you're going to give Jesus and to put it in the gift box. This is between you and God. But I want to say this to there's somebody in the room, maybe multiple people in the room, that what you're feeling compelled to give Jesus this year is something that you've never given him, and that's your life. That's yourself. Making him your Lord and Savior. Not being your own Lord and Savior, but making Christ your Lord and Savior today. And if that's you, and today is the day that you've decided to give it all to him, on that piece of paper, write that out. Just say, today, Jesus, I give you my life. Today, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Today, Jesus, you are my Savior. Let's give to him now.
Baby boy would someday rule the nations. Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect love? This sleeping child you're holding is the great
I encourage you to remember what it is that you just gave Jesus. Just what we were talking about earlier, how he's still showing up in our lives. As we release things to him, I'm telling you, that just opens up opportunities for God to show up. It's like Scripture says, when we humble ourselves before him, when we lay our lives, our cares, our needs, our relationships, our time, talent, treasure, when we lay it at his feet, when we humble ourselves and say, God, I got to give this to you, that's when he shows up and lifts that area up in our lives in new, exciting, and special ways. So I am so thrilled and I'm so excited for the testimonies that are going to come out of what might seem like a simple act, but when we do it like we mean it, it's a big God thing. It is. So remember what you gave to him and live this next year in that reality that you have given that to Jesus for his glory, for his glory. I'm going to light the Christ candle at this time. It's the white candle over here. Well, it's already lit, I guess. Somebody lit the Christ candle. Praise God. I don't know who did it, but I'm just going to assume that God did that. Because that's a great story if that's what happened right there. That would be awesome. The light of the world just lit up in this place. You know what? He shows up where two or three are gathered in his name. There he is also. And so I'm just going to roll with that right now, okay? The Lord has shown up, and the light of the world has shown up. We're going to watch this video, and while this video is being played, I'm going to take a flame from the Christ candle, and then we're going to begin to light the candles that you've been given. And I'm just going to go down the middle aisle, and I'm going to light the first person on each one of these rows. And then if you would just begin lighting out toward the outside of the room. And after this video, we're going to stand up together when Silent Night begins, and we're going to sing that awesome song together. I know it's morning, but this is Christmas Eve morning. And I didn't want to make everybody come back tonight, so we're going to do this right now. Can we do a candle lighting service when it's light outside? Amen. Amen.
Tonight, we are gathered here to celebrate the light. The light that was born over 2,000 years ago. The light that brought hope, love, joy, and peace. The light that was given to us, but is not meant only for us. It is a light that longs to be reflected, sent out shining into the darkness, so all may come to know it. This light is God's love for us, His love for all. This light is Jesus.
Jesus.